And now we welcome Audrey to come forward and speak to the congregation. We have been looking forward for a long time to hear this message from her. Actually, before we invite Audrey, it looks like something missing here on this bima. I want to invite Cantor Aaron to prepare the bima for Audrey.
You know, Audrey, I'm very committed to you being comfortable up here and your success. So knowing that, and you being foolish enough with sharing something about your past, I decided to get you this to make you more comfortable. Now, this will make more sense to everybody, I think, as Audrey shares, but it wasn't my first choice, actually, but it turns out live ones, those little squirrely buggers, are hard to catch. And parrots bite if you try to paint them gray and white. So, there you go. Just for you, because I care. Now, come on up and join us.
Okay, thank you. That's that's very considerate. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for being here. I'm about a year late with my bat mitzvah, but a small detour came to delay me. The bad part is that I haven't quite put my finger on it yet. But as Rabbi Uri would say, what to do? Even though it might seem like a bad thing that my bat mitzvah was delayed, there were actually a lot of good things that happened. Last year, I was less serious about truly becoming a bat mitzvah. Learning Hebrew was tedious and hard, but Miss Ruth has been so patient with me, so it got better. Over the last year, I've grown in my faith and understanding with myself and what it truly means to be a Messianic Jew. During COVID, I realized I needed to take a different path and focus on different things in life. I left public school to come home and homeschool, and many wonderful things have happened to me because of some of those drastic changes that have happened in the past while. And I don't know if these good things would have happened otherwise. Today, I am very joyful. I'm with my favorite people, surrounded by this beautiful synagogue, and I'm here to tell my story and declare that I am taking a step over the spiritual threshold of becoming a bat mitzvah. This morning, we will be talking about the beautiful phenomenon that holds our world together, the unchanging nature of God's love. I once used the word phenomenon to describe God's love to a friend of mine who was not a believer. I remember her saying, "Well, Audrey, that cannot be true. A phenomenon is something that is an observable happening or an event. You have to have evidence for it." I replied and said, "Look around you. How is the world you see not observable? What more evidence do you need? The world might have bad things that are happening to good people. There may be lies that are being told, people sinning. But look at everything that makes the world good and what God is doing through it all. And then, and only then, can you experience and see the full extent of God's love." Would you open with me to Ephesians chapters 1, verse 3 through 4? Rabbi Uri says I have to wait 30 seconds so people can open, or like a little bit, so take your time. Okay, everybody good? Okay. It says, "Praised be Adonai, Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who in the Messiah has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven. In the Messiah, he chose us in love before the creation of the universe to be holy and without defect in his presence." Now, I used to read this without thinking of what the words and writings were actually saying. But if you pay attention closely, you will realize it says, "In the Messiah, he chose us in love before the creation of the universe to be holy and without defect in his presence." Change is inevitable, People change, surroundings change, most everything changes, except for the Lord's unconditional love. Amen. Yeshua would never stop loving me or love me less if I had done 100 wrong things. He would love me the same as he would if I had done 100 right things. Now, I'm not saying you should go into 100 wrong things, but I am saying that he would not love me less because of human flaw. And I should not fear coming back to the Lord because of the thought I've messed up too much for him to take me back and he won't forgive me. How do we know that God's love is unchanging? After all, the creation of the universe was a very, very long time ago. We know because there are scriptures and passages and even physical evidence proving God's unchanging love. We have evidence that the flood happened and that God saved Noah and his family and all the animals of the earth, which was an act of love. We have evidence showing that the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, and it was God's love for his children that brought them out of Egypt. And we even have books documenting God's faithfulness. In all those many years, his love never changed. He never truly abandoned the Israelites. He might have led them through a few small detours, but he did not abandon them because he always came back. And as I look back on my life, he has never abandoned me. We are here today together, surrounded by God's unchanging love. He chose us before the creation of the universe, before we could do any right or any wrong. The actions that we take will, of course, have natural consequences, but at the end of the day, if I have Yeshua in my heart, if I love him and do everything for him, then I should not fear coming back to him. A few years ago, when I was in sixth grade, I was going through a very hard time, and I did some bad things. I was scared that I would disappoint the people that I loved if they found out what I was going through. I'm going to tell you a secret. You have to keep it just between us. One of my biggest fears is disappointing the people that I love. And seagulls. For months, I felt so guilty. The way that my mind worked went downhill. I was weighed down by all the burdens and secrets that I held. I would shut myself away, not wanting to leave my room, and I was in a pretty dark place, like a lot of people have actually experienced before. I was so scared that I would disappoint the people in my life and that God would not forgive me, that I didn't say anything or try to fix my situation. It was a long road because I kept those secrets longer than I should have. And if I'm being honest, I still struggle with this sometimes. I still struggle with this ongoing battle with myself. Most people have that one thing that shuts them down, one inner battle. But it's different for most people. It's how you end this war, how you win against yourself, and how you win against evil. But please, do not rely only on yourself. We are like bottles. When we keep in something that we are struggling with, for me, it was fear. I struggled with fear, and I still do. But my fear was filling me up to the point where my personal bottle was about to burst any day, and all those struggles and fears would come out at once. Even if I put tiny pokes in the side, at the end of the day, it just filled up. For me, it burst. And I hope that others will never have to go through that. But you have to take control of your struggles like I had to take control of my fear. Most everyone has felt some sort of loss or pain because we are human. And if you have not, I am very, very envious. But I'm asking you, if you are still holding on to something, some type of burden, I ask you, I implore you, please go to the Lord and let this burden off your shoulders. I am telling you, it is easier because loss and pain is as much a trigger that evil uses to make us sin as much as fear. And ask Yeshua to take away this pain or take away this fear because nobody can heal you like Yeshua heals. My dad once asked me what I thought the opposite of fear was. Me being me had no idea. He simply said love. He said when there is unconditional love, there is no fear. And nobody can love like Yeshua loves. And almost everything is driven by fear. For example, the fear of not having enough could drive someone to steal. So you must go to the Lord and accept this unconditional love that He is offering you. It is the only cure. But this is a world of sin, and this is a world full of pain. But it can be so much easier if you have Yeshua's love. If you accept this love. If you're wondering what happened to me, I did get busted by my mom's all-knowing ability to find out my secrets and clean my room. After she found out, my mom called her friend who had been through worse than I had and asked her to talk to me. I remember I got picked up by her friend and we went shopping and talked about the situation. When I came home, nobody was mad. Together, we worked through the rest, and as horrible as it was, a weight was lifted off my chest, and I had felt the best I ever had when it was all over. And it was the most beautiful act of grace and love that I had ever experienced. So I learned not to fear coming back to the Lord or my parents. He is the one that rescued me, and if He hadn't, who knows where I would be. I no longer fear repentance, and neither should you. Yeshua's love goes beyond human sin. It goes beyond the good or bad decisions that we make. It goes beyond the creation of the universe. It goes all the way back to your heart. One more example is a simple parable of the lost sheep and a shepherd. There's a flock of 100 sheep, and one of them got lost. So the shepherd left the 99 and went to look for the one that was missing. And when he found it, he returned it to the others. He did not punish the sheep or hurt it, he simply returned it. Most people notice the fact that, yay, the sheep is home, it's back. But the fact is that I noticed that the sheep was not punished. The wayward sheep that walked off the path was not punished, it was loved. There was a famous author who had a journey similar to this lost sheep story. The author C.S. Lewis, who wrote the well-known series, The Chronicles of Narnia, when he was 9 years old, he lost his mother, and soon after that, lost his father. During his teenage and early adulthood years, he rejected God because of all the hardship in his life. And it was not until he was 32 when he turned back to the Lord. He said, "It felt as if I was holding something at bay or shutting something out." Yeshua is rooted in every single person on this earth. It's just that some people choose to ignore him. Maybe he was hesitant. Maybe C.S. Lewis had the same insecurity as most of us do. Am I good enough? If evil whispers into your ear trying to convince you are not good enough, this is not true. This is evil deceiving you. Yeshua's blood makes you good enough. And you have been washed clean, and you can open the gift of Yeshua's love. And you can accept the fact that you are, even if you make mistakes, even if you doubt. Do not put your head down. Don't turn to fear. Lift your head up and say that I am good enough, and Yeshua does love me. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27. I'll give you a second, tells how God spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, 'May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine upon you and show you his favor. May Adonai lift up his face towards you and give you his peace.' In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them." Yeshua is telling Moshe to speak to his brother Aaron and bless the children of Israel in God's name. And God's name is like a big stamp saying, this person has been blessed by me, or this person will be blessed by me. The portion also says, may Adonai make his face shine upon you, meaning he recognizes you personally and shows you his favor, which is an act of kindness and love beyond what is due or earned. In conclusion, if you remember only two things from my talk today, first, please remember this. So if anybody is asleep, just listen to this one part. Do not fear coming back to the Lord after you've gone astray or after you've sinned. Yeshua blessed us before the creation of the universe, and he keeps us forever. Even though fear can seem like one of the most powerful things, just like in all the movies where the bad guys are like, fear is greater than hope, and it can seem true, and sometimes is, because fear can shut people down. But God is not a bad guy. I promise you, he is not a bad guy. And he doesn't want us to be afraid of him. He is our Father and our Creator. He would never let us go. In fact, there is nothing he wants more than to forgive us and bring us home. Love is a gift, but Yeshua is offering you his love as a gift. But no gift can be accepted, truly accepted, unless it is unwrapped, opened, and taken as one's own. Unwrap Yeshua's love, open Yeshua's love, and take it as your own. And please, just like Cantor Aaron, remember my fear of seagulls. I would like to say a few words of gratitude to a few special people who have helped me tremendously through this journey. I would like to say thank you to my mom and my dad. They are my best friends and my role models. I once saw this very complicated puzzle, but it was secured with a coat of glue so that the pieces would not fall apart. This is how my parents act. They keep the many thoughts and pieces of my life held together with a powerful, beautiful thing called love. I would like to thank my brothers for being a role model in my life and a huge part of who I am today, even though I don't like to say it. I would like to thank my aunts and my uncles and my cousins for being the best and most amazing family that I could ever ask for. I would like to thank my friends who have been there for me through a lot of ups and downs. I would like to thank Rabbi David and Rabbi Yuri for helping me prepare. Thank you, Ruth Dantes, for helping me with my Hebrew readings. Cantor Aaron Jacobs for helping with me with the prayers and that gift. Thanks. I will keep it forever. And thank you to Grandpa and Grandma Claude. Oh, wait. Grandma and Grandpa, for helping me format my speech and giving me some advice that changed the way I looked at the world. You should get his book, it's really good. You should get it. And lastly, I want to thank all of you for being here and supporting me on this special day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you so much. So good.
Of course.
So now I want to invite my wife, Ina, as well as Cantor Aaron, his wife, Kim, and also Audrey's parents, Brian and Deanne Rose, so they may join Audrey as we offer up a special prayer for her. And please, you may be seated for some time. You know, it's about our synagogue. Please stand. You may be seated. Please stand, you may be seated, yeah. Thank you so much. So before we'll pray for Audrey, I would like to read a letter from Rabbi David and Rabbi Sandy, and it is letter and also prayer for her. Dear Audrey, we are so happy for you, and Sandy and I wish we could be with you today to celebrate with you. Though we aren't there in person, our hearts are with you. You have shown real perseverance and a great attitude as you are prepared for your bat mitzvah. The year-long delay, caused by the pandemic didn't stop you. You have picked back up, continuing in your studies and preparations, and made it to today. The times we had together studying, discussing, praying, and sharing important thoughts and feelings are a treasure for me. We are proud of you and know that today is an important step for you. Our prayer is that you will continue on this path with the Lord, with your faith, and with the congregation and the community of faith. May your heart be encouraged and your soul strengthened as you move forward as a young woman of God. With love and gladness, Rabbi David and Rebbetzin Sandy. Amen. Let's pray for Audrey.
Well, it's been a privilege to help Audrey with teaching her with Hebrew, but one of the things I wanted to really share, because I didn't plan this one, I found this message of Rabbi David while riding in the car with Mr. Gary. He was listening. This was 2007. And the very first part that Rabbi did was welcome Deanne to the congregation, because this was days after she was born. And so she called Deanne to the Bima and said, bring Audrey here. And everybody was hooing and excited to see Audrey. That was her first time in the synagogue. We were in the old synagogue. And then Deanne wanted so much to share something. And even Rabbi was saying, come on, zoom in the camera so everybody can see it, Audrey. And then Deanne was very emotional, and she was so excited. And what she shared there was the love of God and the goodness of God in giving her them, Audrey. And I didn't know, I didn't hear what Audrey was going to share. And that's what she shared. So at that time, Deanne was witnessing and testifying the goodness and the love of God. And now Audrey is the one who has experienced that one and attested herself that God is so good and He is absolutely good and loving. So that was just awesome. It's just like prophecy come to pass. Her mom prophesied it and she fulfilled it. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for this time, Lord God, that Audrey has come to her age and experienced your love and your goodness. She didn't just experience it, she shared it to other people. And so, Lord, I just pray for your anointing upon her, that she will continue to be a vessel of your Holy Spirit, to share your goodness and your love to us, oh Lord God, when you came to save us, oh Lord God. And I pray your preservation for her and your leading her and guiding her in all her decisions. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. When Audrey was a baby, or a little girl, we were chatting with a friend of ours who is a psychologist, and she knows Audrey very well, and she said, Audrey is extremely intelligent, emotionally intelligent, and she said, make sure that you teach her empathy, because she will either grow up to be a mean girl, or she will grow up and change the world, depending on which direction she goes. And I think she's headed in the right direction, for sure. So, thank you so much, Lord, for guiding and leading and preserving Audrey. Thank you for helping her navigate her way through challenges in a way that has resulted in resilience and love and care for other people in their struggles. And I pray that you will continue to guide her and use her in a way that is extremely powerful to change the lives of other people inside of their hearts. Amen.
As we were driving over here this morning, I was talking to Audrey and told her how proud I was of her. And I said, you know, today I'm sure you're going to do an amazing job, but what you're going to experience, which you may not be prepared for, is the overwhelming support of the community of believers that God has placed in your life. And, you know, so many people have poured into Audrey, and we're stewards, you know, of the lives that God blesses us with as children. And I just want to thank all of you, whether you come to Beth Israel or not, dear friends, family, thank you for helping raise this beautiful woman to who she is today. And also, one little detail to that, Ruth, which you may not remember. The first time Audrey came to Beth Israel, I bought her a yellow dress.
Thank you, Lord, for many blessings on Audrey and her family. And I just pray, Lord, that she will always walk in your light. And please, I ask you that you will bless her and continue to bless her and help her to walk in your light and bless others as well. I pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Well, Miriam bought Avraham. I thought that maybe I would pray first for you to lose your fear of seagulls, but I'm conflicted because I'm kind of, I think my gift will have more meaning if you stay afraid of them, but I'll leave that in God's wisdom. In all seriousness, though, life will try to throw you, the storms of life will try to throw you on the rocks of doubt. I hope God's light will always shine through those dark moments, and that you'll know either through the scriptures, if you're by yourself, or for those all believers around you, in support of you, that God's love is eternal, as you said this morning. Your message was spot on. I hope he guides you forever. You become a light to everyone around you, as you are now, and you continue to grow. He bless you and keep you. God bless.
Audrey, thank you. You did a great job today. And I want to pray for you too. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you for this day. Thank you that you brought us to this season. And we thank you for Audrey, for this wonderful, beautiful young lady. Lord, ask for your protection over her, for your wisdom and blessing on all her ways. Thank you for all the talents you gave to her. May they grow, and may she bring us a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and blessing. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Audrey, what a great day for you and for all of us here. We love you so much. You are a huge part of our congregation, true. So let us stretch our hands in the blessing and pray for Audrey as a congregation. Lord, we pray for your daughter, Lord. We pray for Audrey in the name of Yeshua, Lord. And as a congregation, Lord, we bless her in the name of Yeshua. Lord, please be with her. Be her strong tower, Lord. Help her not to be afraid of anything, Lord. Only you, with God's fear, and love you with all her heart. And not to be afraid to come to you any day of her life, to be always open before you, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you for filling her with your presence, Lord, with your mercy, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Guide her, lead her, protect her. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you for her. We thank you for all her family, Lord. Bless all of them, Lord, with your protection and your presence, Lord. And as a congregation, Lord, we bless her in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for prayers. You may be seated. And let us close our service with Aaronic benediction. Let us stand together and receive this prayer. Cantor Aaron, please.
This one, I guess? Okay. Okay, you've heard this prayer twice now. Audrey said it. Read it very, very nicely and explained it very, very well. So if you'd like to stand close, depending on how safe you feel, if you'd like to stand close, I'd like you to close your eyes now and let this prayer wash over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his
countenance upon you and grant each and every one of you his peace. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yachunecha. Yisa Adonai Adonai panav alecha. Vayasem lecha shalom. God bless you all.
We thank you all for of you who join us for this special day with Audrey. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.